You know, the reverberations of elections, I think Barack Obama pointed out to us, elections have consequences. As a result, Donald Trump, potentially the most consequential president in half a century. Why? Three appointments to the United States Supreme Court, more than 200 federal judges, or was it 300? I lost count. The fact of the matter is he changed the judiciary in this country. We have a conservative court for the first time since before the Great Depression. As a result, you have rulings in favor of religious liberty, defending the Second Amendment, and overturning Roe v. Wade, which even liberal scholars like Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have told you quite clearly was a terrible decision, pulled basically out of thin air with very weak substantiation, to say the least. Pete Hoekstra was U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, served 18 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing the 2nd District of Michigan, and served as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Joining me now, again, he's currently the chair of the Center for Security Policy and the Board of Advisors there. Pete, good to see you again.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
All right, so let's talk about where we are with this court, because over the weekend, as you know, churches were attacked, places that help women in trouble with, unplanned pregnancies, attacked, burned. Rage, strangely, in the blue states where abortions remain legal, were the place many of these attacks took place. And then all of the calls on social media to assassinate Clarence Thomas and other members of the court. And nothing happens, Pete. It's not okay for these sorts of threats to be issued and these sorts of attacks to be happening and our government doing nothing. What do you say?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I was just, talking with some friends over the weekend. And, if we went out and made the same kinds of statements that Congresswoman, Maxine Waters was making over the last couple of days, we'd have the FBI investigating us as domestic terrorists. Who knows? They might be knocking down, ramming down our doors, and coming at us full bore. You have riots again, once again in Portland, Oregon, destroying property, destroying, cars, graffiti, and all of these types of things. Nothing happened. The language that some of the people on the left are using, they make the language that Donald Trump used prior to January 6th seem fairly mild. Nothing will happen. The president is in Europe for a series of meetings, beginning with the G7. He goes over there with his tail between his legs and I think is going to be apologizing to our European leaders and reaffirming the administration's commitment to a woman's right to choose. Why? Because he's being criticized by the Dutch, by the British, by the French, and it's like, Mr. President, why don't you just go over to Europe and defend America and say we have a working system and that you may or may not agree with the decision of the Supreme Court, the American process, the American government is working exactly the way that it should. Tony Blinken, State Department, sent out a message really giving license to our allies to criticize us. Anytime a secretary begins a statement with, I usually refrain from making comments on this. The best thing is to just be quiet and say nothing.
Yeah, Tony Blinken is an embarrassment. There's a reason that former Senator John McCain said he was a dangerous person to ever have in such a position and said he would never support a person like Tony Blinken in any position of authority. And yet here we are. By the way, France, 14 weeks. Spain, 14 weeks. Germany, abortions are illegal, period. Although they're not prosecuted, generally up to 13 weeks, right? Italy, 13 weeks. Right. Switzerland, 12 weeks. The Netherlands, the Dutch are the most permissive, 24 weeks.
Right.
And that's it. But in America, we had abortions on demand past 31 weeks in several states. Elective abortion on demand past... Now, could you actually find a doctor to do it? Now, that's a question that, I cannot answer. But the fact of the matter is, most places in Europe, 12 to 15 weeks. And you and I have talked about this, Pete. I think that's where the United States ends up ultimately, 12 to 15 weeks. I think the states end up, that's where Mississippi That's where this case was. That's where Florida is. You know, I think some of the states like Oklahoma could find themselves in a bit of a challenging position because they've made zero exceptions at any time. I don't know if that works long term, but that's why we're working it out in the states, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, I think as I take a look at what some of the leaders from the European countries are saying, I'm not sure they're even informed on exactly what this decision means. They're talking as if the United States outlawed all abortions. And in reality, what we've done is we've gone back to the federalist system, and we're going to allow the states to make their own determinations. And you're right, we were the outlier. We were much more permissive than most of our allies in Europe. And so, you know, that goes on. But, you know, then you also have to take a look at, you know, how the Washington Post, you know, in some of their articles, they're saying, you know, this is a demonstration of anti-democratic forces in the United States, and that, you know, Biden is wounded as he goes into Europe because he has to deal with the anti-democratic forces internal to the U.S., insurrection, guns, and these types of things, and that America now listens to and is run by a vocal minority. That's not at all true. But this is the perception that this administration is putting out there, and it makes us look even more weak internationally than what we are already perceived. And the Post starts talking about, you know, Europe is already starting to worry that there's going to be another Trump-like figure in 2024. Well, you know, let's hope that the America First agenda comes back. We hold Europe accountable for carrying, you know, its weight on this relationship. You take a look at Ukraine. Who's paying for it?
We are.
America.
We are. And one of the things that Joe Biden has gone over there and talked about, $200 billion in infrastructure spending for the world. Why don't we fix our own roads and bridges first, Pete? Here we are. Once again, the American checkbook flies open. Joe Biden goes, here's money for Ukraine. Here's money for infrastructure. I'm sorry, Joe. Where's that money coming from? It's a serious question that people want answers to today.
Yeah, it's coming from you and me. And, you know, this is why the Europeans and Macron welcomed Biden back to the club early in his presidency. Why? Because Joe Biden is buying his way back in with your taxpayer dollars and my taxpayer dollars, and is saying that, you know, America is back. Yeah, America's checkbook is back, but America's influence in Europe hasn't changed significantly. You know, our European allies continue to take shots at us at the same time that we are paying them. And, you know, once again, they're not stepping up to the table.
Joe's buying. Yeah, not Joe Biden. Joe's buying. Yeah, just get whatever you want because Joe's buying. Anyhow, we got to leave it there, Pete. You're exactly right. These are things we'll get through. This is the result of a Democrat system, a Democratic representative republic at work and working properly. Elections have consequences, and Donald Trump getting elected resulted in a Supreme Court that has been reconstituted. Pete, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks, Steve.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.